Hello and welcome to this edition of Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Breckner, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds and Shaheen Khan from OrionX, and Henry Newman from Seagate Government Solutions. Now let's get to the show.
Hello and welcome to another epic edition of Radio Free HPC. I'm Dan Olds. As always, yes, I am always Dan Olds, but I am joined, as always, by Rich Bruckner, Shaheen Khan, and Henry S., the S stands for Saffron, Newman. How y'all doing today?
Good to be here, Dan.
Yep.
You know, Dan, we don't always have four of us.
We don't always, but on the good days, we do. And today is a good day.
That makes it as always.
It is.
As always.
It's a full quorum today.
Certainly is.
Which is great because we got a great topic for today, Dan.
We do. We are going to preview what's coming up at SC 17 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Coming up
corner.
In just 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks and a day.
Two weeks from when we're recording this. And it's, man, I almost feel like I should be packing. Already.
I'm starting to pack away some data and some snacks.
Yeah, I think I should be packing because I can't pack much.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Nothing can total more than 10 pounds, any container, individual or otherwise.
No, well, either that or I've got to get my manservant, Dan, to carry my stuff around.
Have I given you my suggestion of a bunch of 7.5-pound pieces of luggage that you can carry one at a time?
Like a little train?
Yeah.
FedEx it in advance, Henry.
Wheels.
Yeah.
Wheels.
You know what? With the hope that Dan is going to pick me up, Shaheen, I'm going to check luggage. I'm going to have somebody lift it, put it on the scale and everything. And that way Dan can pick it up and be my manservant. I'm going to take pictures.
Wow.
Looking wow, that. Yeah, we will see. We will see. I'm not sure if my Uber works in Denver. It should, I guess. I'll just sign on to the Uber thing, and you can
I think you just got to get fingerprinted, and you'll be good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait a second. You think I'll pass?
Well,
let's go, guys.
Let's go. We got a show here. Yeah.
What is happening at SC17?
Well, Dan, you know, as is our tradition, I thought we could go through the week of SC goings-on because there's a lot of ancillary events that lead up to the show before the conference even begins. So should we do that?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, I get there a week from yesterday. So for HPCast, this is their HPE's user group for high-performance computing. 300 people come to this on a regular basis, and it's got quite the partner ecosystem. I always tell people you should be going to this conference because it's great networking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that starts Friday before SC, and it goes all day Saturday as well. And looking forward
something
to see
to fill out your weekend.
Yeah. Plus, you get acclimated to the incredibly low humidity that Denver offers you.
Bring
and,
the chapstick.
And altitude. Yeah. Good stuff.
And drink a lot of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
You thought SC16 was dry in Salt Lake City? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Static electricity will be following you everywhere. So, anyway, move.
Yes. Keep yourself grounded at all times.
Yeah. Good idea.
That's going to be a big issue for some of the machines on the floor, Dan, and the people touching them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Project Cyclops.
Reality.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, anyway, right. moving on from Friday, Saturday and Sunday, it's the Intel HPC Developer Conference. And that's at the Sheraton downtown, and that's free to attend. I suggest, come on down to that, register. They'll give you a nice lunch. A lot of good talks, though, on AI, deep learning, HPC, performance optimization, all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah. So, Dan, I guess Saturday, that's when you start getting busy with those students, don't you, with the cluster competition?
Yes, I do.
What do they do on Saturday?
They're putting together their systems. I mean, actually putting them together from racks on up.
Wow.
So putting them together, doing some preliminary racing, getting the tires hot, making sure all the software's there, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's
so that'll be Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, cool.
Excellent. How many teams?
We have got 16 teams this year.
Wow, this is like Olympics now. Or
it
World
is
Cup.
It's big.
Wow. So I think next week I'd love it if we could do a show preview that competition, Dan. So if you can get your notes together, that's a lot of information. Cool. All right.
Yep.
Well, Saturday night, November 11th, is our live Radio Free HPC podcast recording, and we invite our listeners to join us again this
year. We do. As I've been telling people, we're not picking up the tab, but you will be entertained in some way, manner, or fashion.
Well, we got a good venue. It's a steakhouse.
Got a great venue. We've got a better venue than we deserve.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks to a great negotiator.
Ah.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, William Shatner's cousin, Henry S. Newman.
No,
actually, no. I did not. Credit where credit is due. Dan did it all.
Did he know?
I just paid the deposit because Dan's credit card was over the limit.
But no, I appreciate them down significantly. I said, I kept saying, well, you know, there is an Arby's right around the corner. I hear their beef is exquisite.
Well, I just hope you got gas money to get to Denver, Dan. So keep that
I've got gas money and a siphon tube.
Pay that
off
before you leave town. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on Sunday comes around.
Real quick, Rich, I just want to say, everyone out there, all 12 of you, you are welcome to come see us at the Garden Grace restaurant at 6 p.m. Yeah. Have a drink, have a beer, have some hors d'oeuvres. Come hang out and see how it's all done.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we can do a live QA with our vast audience.
Are we going to have a new top 500 by then?
We will. We will have the preliminary results to talk about there, though it will be, you know, hush-hush until Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
No one will hear this podcast till then. So.
This is...
Well, only 12 will hear it then.
Yeah.
If any.
Yeah. Well, all 12 of them, maybe, if they're in town. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Now, we should say this is Guard and Grace.
Yes.
It's not
Garden.
It's not
Garden.
It's not Garden.
Yeah. It's very under...
Guard and Grace.
We'll have to do some research as to what that name comes from. Is that biblical or something? I don't know.
You know, they're kind of cross-category.
Yeah?
Actually, I think it's two people's name who started it, folks.
Oh, that makes sense.
That could be.
Oh.
It's a beautiful venue. Very nice.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
So, on, Rich.
All right. Well, moving on. Sunday, as I said, the second day of Intel HPC Developer Conference. And the conference itself, SC17, begins with tutorials all day Sunday. So you can start getting your badges, I think, Saturday around 10 a.m.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
You can get them Saturday afternoon because you need them Sunday morning for the tutorials.
Yeah, yeah.
You go in there and start getting your HPC on early Sunday morning.
Yep, good stuff. So that's pretty much it for Sunday, except for our other secondary event, Shaheen's favorite topic, Startup HPC. We'll have a meetup Sunday night. And that's going to be at Rock Bottom Brewery, starting at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
That's right. So when you come in, just meander your way all the way to the back, to the left.
Mm-hmm.
On the left-hand side, they've got a pretty big room with some pool tables and high tables. And we've got great turnout for this. We have about 30 folks who've let us know that they're coming.
Wow.
And that doesn't include friends and family who we know are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect a pretty good turnout for that. It's gonna be a nice visit.
Yeah, I think a good networking opportunity. You kind of see what's going on with entrepreneurs at SC17. So
I'm glad we're doing it this way this year, and it's just a great opportunity to just informally chat and mingle and network. Mm-hmm. There'll be all kinds of people there that can provide various services, good people to know, people who can really help you who've done it. They can provide advice, so show up.
Good deal. All right, well, looking forward to that. And then Monday comes around the corner, and Dell's going to be holding their HPC community meeting for most of the day on Monday, and that starts at 8 a.m. I think that's right across the street from the convention center. So, you know, between them and HP, that's a lion's share of the big customers out there have lots to share. At that community meeting. So good stuff.
exhibition floor opens on Monday as well.
Oh, yeah, that opens at 7 p.m. for the gala opening, Dan.
Yes, and, spectacular opening gala.
Yeah, but before that happens, there's a couple other things I wanted to cover real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
DDN's having their user group at 2:30 on Monday afternoon at the Embassy Suites downtown. And then there is something else on Monday before the gala opening. At 5:30, there's a plenary, and we talked about it here.
Plenary, eh?
All right, Smart City.
Yeah. It's in the big hall at the convention center, and we're going to talk about how Exascale comes together with smart cities to make, you know, urban areas more livable in the future as we keep piling people on top of people, which was what we're very good at. But technology can help, and we'll find out more about that.
You know, I've been saying for a long time that all markets will eventually become HPC markets. And it's really nice to see HPC and smart cities kind of come together. And with this blockchain coming fast and furious, HPC is even going to be part of transaction processing. So this is really great.
Yeah, it is. I think it's an exciting topic. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm working on it now with the conference. We may be live streaming that session.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we're
to all the cities out there.
Yes, to the rest of the world.
You too can become a smart city.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We'll have it live and hopefully captured that people can see it on replay for the folks traveling. So
very cool.
It'll be nice. And then as Dan mentioned, 7 o'clock, boy, the convention hall opens for the exhibits, and 350 or more exhibitors this year. You know, that's a great hall. Looking forward to that. Dan, where are you going to be hanging out?
I'll be hanging out near the student cluster competition, as usual. I'll also be over at the Lenovo AI Challenge, where they're bringing in a bunch of researchers who have done some really great groundbreaking work in AI.
Really?
And they'll be giving booth talks. Yes.
And where are student clusters in the hall? Where are they situated this year? Is it?
I haven't looked at it. Should have.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say in a corner. Typically, it's a corner case.
Well, they are kind of loud, to be fair. Yeah.
It really is usually one corner of the convention center.
Yeah,
they're not. They don't put much stock in noise reduction.
No.
On the systems they're using. It's all power all the time.
Yeah, and those GPUs and fans and everything going at full blast is what I remember.
Screaming like banshees.
Bring your noise-canceling headsets.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But be sure and stop by the booths and say hi to the kids. They're there to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, Dan, they're not kids. They're college students.
They are to me.
They are to you, too. Yeah, unfortunately.
Shut up,
young adults.
Dan.
Yeah.
Yes, the youth of today.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should be fair and ask, Henry, where are you going to be hanging out at SC?
I don't know, but I'm very much looking forward to the keynote address on Tuesday.
Oh, remind me again. Ah, what's that about?
Which is it?
This is a square kilometer array.
Oh, project.
Right.
Professor Philip Diamond. So I'm really looking forward to that talk. It's going to be very interesting.
A little bit of a storage issue with the square kilometer array.
There's really?
Yeah.
Huge data. Coming out of that thing, right?
There is huge data coming out of it.
Yeah.
And they're finding stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they will continue to find stuff as long as we can keep it up and running. And but part of it is they're doing massive data reduction at the collection.
Yeah.
And I think this fits kind of what we've been talking about here is, you know, the Internet of Things, your cell phone, we're going to have to be doing data reduction at the collection points rather than collecting it all like we used to.
Right. Yep.
So I think this is kind of what the future looks like.
But I would bet also down the road, probably data reduction on the network as well.
Correct. You're going to have data reduction
at every step.
But the key is figuring out what's important.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of challenges.
All the new IoT platforms that I see coming along have that capability with edge computing.
Mm-hmm.
And like GE predicts just announced some edge computing capability for that very reason. So it's a very important consideration in IoT land, both in terms of data reduction, but fundamentally it's about giving data structure, because data doesn't really have meaning without structure.
Yes. You know what we ought to do? Next SC, it's too late this time. We need to get a Radio Free HPC booth.
Do a live.
Well,
and
you know,
also have a place to hang out.
That would be fun, but they're pretty adamant about making sure someone's at that booth the entire show.
I've got that covered, Rich.
Oh, we can staff it.
Who are you going to
have I'm going to have an automated booth attendant.
You're going to have
walk
what,
up
robot screen, Sony Aibo dog or something sitting there.
The screen will fire up and say hello, Dan or Rich or Sheen or Henry. Oh. How can we help you? Just be an automated thing that goes off. That no matter what they say, you say, "Could you step back a few feet? Can't quite see you. A little more, a little more, a little more. No, no, that's too much. Come closer. That sort of thing."
I was just envisioning a Henry chatbot, right?
What do you want,
guys? I think it's time for catch of the week.
Yeah. Probably. So who's got
Before you go off of the robot thing,
yes.
In the human resources community, folks are already talking about the day when the fraction of your employees, quote unquote, that are actual bots is going to be significant enough that you have to consider that. So that's an important thing, because automation is coming and it's going to impact how things get done.
Yep.
And whereas you may have had a person there 20 years ago, you're going to have a bot.
So essentially you're saying that my vision of an automated bot attendant should also be a display at SC18.
Holographic.
It's actually a great leap forward that
it's
we would have an automated
It's attendant. A demo. Yeah, that would be our demo.
Wow.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, I'm down. We just have to put the money down for a booth that right after SC is done for our 10x10 booth. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk over dinner.
Well, we might be able to get that less than that.
Yeah. Well,
we might be able to cut a deal.
That's the smallest booth there is. But anyway.
I know that, but we're media.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's possibilities there.
Anyway. So, catch of the week.
I have a catch of the week.
Henry,
bring it up. Thanks to Rich Bruckner, catch of the week.
Uh-oh.
A couple weeks ago, I talked about my idea of fighting fake news with blockchain.
Yes, right.
Lo and behold, Rich sent something out earlier this week that basically somebody's already picked it up, something called PubliIQ. Nonprofit foundation is going to create a blockchain-based platform for creating and sharing original news media content.
Yeah, and they're doing an ICO, which is an initial coin offering, to fund this project. So it's a real thing. From Henry's mind to fruition in like the space of 10 days.
They got it together pretty quickly.
Well, it was a good idea. I think that's what, you know. Brilliant minds think alike, something like
that. So anyway, I'm gonna purchase the coins. I'm in favor.
Yeah,
I'd call that a big win for you, Henry. It was basically your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. They can just give me all the coins. How about that?
There you go.
How about you, Rich?
Yep.
What do you got, Rich?
Well, Intel is shipping their Optane SSDs. They've been talking about these things for a long time, Dan.
Shipping now, eh?
Yeah, they're claiming, that's based on the 3D crosspoint, technology. They're claiming they're 4x faster than standard NAND devices. So for gaming and high-performance computing, this would seem to me to be something pretty significant to get your hands on.
Yeah. What sizes do you see them shipping at? Do you know?
I'm
seeing the little ones.
They're not that big. Right, you're not. I've only seen like 256.
Like 32. Oh, I just saw 32. I didn't see anything bigger.
Yeah.
And 280 gig. There's some bigger ones.
Oh, I see a 375.
But they are not without cost.
Yeah.
Ooh, they are not.
Are they spending now, you're saying? Yeah.
They're pretty spending.
I'm seeing $17.91 for 375 gig. That's not a small number.
No.
Will this outperform like M2?
SSD? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How come?
Yeah.
Same interface. They're using the same x4 PCI, aren't they?
But if the latency to get to the NAND and start the write, there's a huge latency in NAND to fire it up. There's
okay.
No, yeah. So you're going to be way faster here.
Okay.
Yeah. Something for, maybe for Cyclops 2. Something to look to
yes.
put on our wish list.
And speaking of Cyclops, I do
yes.
have an update on Cyclops.
Uh-huh.
It has now two operating systems, Windows 10 for me. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what I'll be using a lot of. And we got Linux CentOS 7.03 up on it.
Mm.
I believe it's 03.
Yeah.
Let's see. The system is running stably. It's gone through some stress testing. We only have two GPUs in it at the moment because the damned heat sinks on the GPUs make them more than double wide. It's got huge pipes coming off of it, going to a radiator, and then three fans. But once you get those things stripped off, which I've done on one of the cards, I'm going to show a video of what you have to do to put the liquid cooling blocks on the cards.
Mm.
They slip down considerably, so we'll be able to get all four in. I also had to figure out some power configuration in order to power these. Each card takes two 8-pin power connectors from the power supply, which is something.
So Dan, what I'm thinking you should do is before you pull the power the fans off the GPUs is crank the whole thing up, put them all in, and measure the dB in your room before and after.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's not going to have that much of an effect. This thing has got six integrated fans in the case, and
mm-hmm.
here's the problem. I was going to run the liquid lines through one of the back fan things and just pull the fan out. They're all highly modular. You can take them out. You can hot swap them. Problem is, when you pull one of the fans out, the other five crank up 3x.
Wow.
Well, it is extremely loud when you pull one fan out because they all pitch in.
Well, here's the deal, Dan.
Around that.
I'm sure that is programmable.
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
need to get the motherboard and go to the manufacturer. I'm sure that's programmable.
Just get some wire nippers, Dan. Take
care
of that.
Start clipping some wires, bridging some things. Just start jumping off some wires. Is that it?
Yeah. Just start snipping wires till the noise goes away.
So we also have our expert benchmarkers at
yes.
Redline are inside the system. I've figured out how to give them access, so they've been inside it and working away. But we'll have the full configuration up this weekend. I intend to do some intensive liquid cooling, and I'll be filming parts of that and taking pictures until I get too frustrated. Then I'll probably, you'll just hear a stream of curses trailing off.
Well, Dan, we should mention that Cyclops will be at SC17, will it not?
Yes,
it
will. Yes, it will.
The Super Micro booth number 1611. You can see. I hope it'll be running. Will it be doing something?
Oh,
it'll
be running. It'll at least be running our promotional video.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can be boiling some coolant there. I'm hoping for all to see. So looking forward
yes.
to that. Yeah.
Yes.
So guys, it's coming up fast. 2 weeks away. SC17. Really looking forward to our dinner. And
yes.
our podcast recording and Startup HPC and all the other great stuff coming up in
the
Denver.
Hoopla, the glory,
yeah.
the student cluster competition. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
good.
Well, good. So next week, let's do that preview of student cluster.
Yes.
16 teams.
16?
My goodness.
Which means 32 videos from me,
ooh.
Plus opening and closing and that sort of stuff.
My goodness.
And
wow.
Bringing the
busy.
4K. I
yeah.
will be busy. But again, I'm really looking forward to all this, and I'm just hoping I get everything done before we need to take off, because I will be driving
all the way to Denver from Portland.
All the way to Denver from
yeah,
Portland.
It's a short drive.
It's not too bad.
What do you average about 160 miles an hour on that trip, Dan?
Well, it's 1,200 miles. And once you get out of Oregon, you can put the hammer down.
Yeah.
going through Idaho and Utah.
Oh, I think we should have a pool on how many tickets Dan gets.
That number would be zero, Henry, because I should actually get him as a sponsor. The Valentine 1 is the most high-performance radar laser triple-band detector out there.
Really? Gene, Rich, let's do a poll on count. We can take it offline.
All right.
Offline, right, we got to bet on how long it takes me to get there.
We'll do both. We can do both,
Dan. We can do a poll. Yeah.
We're not telling you, though, because I know you have would show favoritism.
Cool.
Well, that's a good idea. I can document my start time and when I get to the hotel. You
Excellent.
Guys can have bets, and I'll have no part of it.
Good.
Great.
Okay, then. On that competitive note, let's close out this edition of Radio Free HPC, and we will see you again very soon.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.